Okay, we zeggen dus maar wie mooi, ja, ook niet zo. Heel graag, ze zeggen dus maar Daniel Schoener, als je zo fout. Okay, so yesterday we began the packet 11, and we were talking about Heder Mitzvah, and we were talking about the Rashi in Bava Kamma. Because the Rashi in Bava Kamma says that not only Tzitzis Noah, but Talis Noah, right? And we didn't have that in the Gemara. And then we discussed, so does it mean to have a bias Noah also? So like Rav Aaron said, maybe the distinction that today we have the Talis solely for the Mitzvah. So then that might be different than if you have tzitzis on a regular beged, so that could be different, because tzitzis on a regular beged, that's not coming specifically to the mitzvah. You're wearing it because, like Rav Aaron said, you're wearing it because you're getting dressed, but here you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah solely. So maybe then it could have like Ryan said, an idea of having a talis noya. Okay. So now, let us see. There is a sefer here that's in the packet. And then we did the whole idea of shachiyanu, of making a shachiyanu when you have a talis noah, when you have a new beged, so do you have to have the tzitzis on it already? So the Shulchan Aruch says, kara talis for asalot tzitzis, mevarach shachiyanu. So the Magen Avraham says, why asalot tzitzis? So he says, because in other words, if you want to make the bracha right away when you buy it, you don't need tzitzis. That was the first thing. But here he's talking about that he didn't make it right away when he's buying it. So then he says you should do, he's not doing right away when he's buying it, though now he's going to wear it. So then if he's going to make the bracha when he's going to wear it, then obviously you need tzitzis. That was the first teretz. And the second teretz, he says, is no, that, He's going to make it when he bought it. Second teretz is inami davke shuk. If you made a beged that's ready, you know, it's not just a piece of material; it's a suit, but it needs say it needs tzitzis. So technically he doesn't need tzitzis, but since he's going to put on tzitzis now anyway. So then Agav, you should wait till he puts the tzitzis on. And so simple pshat means because he's putting on tzitzis anyway, so include the tzitzis to the shachiyan. But Rabbi Kivega understood the Magen Avraham to mean, no, that you only make a shachiyanu, even b'shas a kinyan, if it's something that it's right to wear. It's only right to wear if it has tzitzis on it. So that's why Reb Kivega says the same thing. By if you buy a new glass, a fancy glass that you're excited about, so maybe you shouldn't make a shachianu until it's brought to the mikveh first, because then it's right l'shimush. So that would be a big chiddush in Hilchas Shachianu that even if you hold it, that you make it b'shas kinyan, but it should be when it's roy to use. Okay, so now let us take a look in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi. Let's see if we can find it here in the packet. then we'll be in good shape. Here, page 7. Eretz Tzvi is Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, who's known as the Kozhik Lover. And he was a Ram in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. And then I always tell the Talmidim that if you go to the YU library and you get off the elevator on 5A, there's a very nice picture of him. Because the family, I think, donated money to YU, and they dedicated the 5A floor of the library in his memory. And I remember once I was in the library, and all of a sudden I hear Dr. Lamb speaking from upstairs. So I went to see what's going on. And that was the dedication of that, of the 5A of the library, and the family was there and it was in memory of the Kozhik Lover of Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, who wrote the Sefer called the Eretz Tzvi, Tshuva Sefer. So let's take a look what he says on this. So it's going to be, he's going to get into a side topic, and then we'll get into the tzitzis angle. So let's look on page 8. Ordinarily, on page 8, where I put the bracket. Ordinarily, l'chazik raizu dinei betosis shavuos dav yud. That nishma lechol kikar. Say a person took a shavua that he's going to eat a loaf. He's going to eat a loaf of bread. And he take a shvur. V'zarko l'yam. But then he threw it into the ocean. Like we're talking about the whale. He threw it into the ocean. Now he's not going to be able to eat it. He took a shvur that he's going to eat this loaf of bread. And now he's... So the question at hand is, we know the halacha is, if you violate... So he took a shvur, now he's not going to fulfill the shvur, right? So now there are two halachas. Like, if you violate a law in the Torah, right? The kumvaseh, say you ate chazer, right? You ate chazer. So chazer is a law, so you get malchus. But say you violate a law b'sheval chazer. Say you violate a law without an action. Like the Rambam says, if you buy chametz on Pesach, so you violate Bal Yerah with a Maisa, you get Malchus. But say you didn't buy Chametz on Pesach, you just never got rid of your Chametz from before Pesach. So you didn't do an action on Pesach. So that's called a what? A Lav She'em Bo Maisa. So a Lav She'em Bo Maisa is still an Avera, but you don't get Malchus. Right? So Malchus is one only with a Lav She'esh Bo Maisa, but not a Lav She'em Bo Maisa. So what happens in this case? If a person takes a shvuah that he's going to eat bread, and he didn't eat it, but he didn't eat it because it was just lying there and he didn't eat it. He didn't eat it because why? Because he threw it into the, he did an action, so he shouldn't be able to eat it. Is that called a lav she'ebo maisa, or is that called a lav she'eshbo maisa? That's the question. So he says, Yetosis shavuos anishma lechol kikar uzrakol yam chashiv lav she'em b'maisa. Why? Shein etzem hazrika iser. Zrika is not the iser. Rak masha ein ochlo. The fact that he's not eating it, that's the iser. Ilu b'yushalmi the shavuos alach mavur tavi lav she'esh b'maisa. So Tosis and shavuos says it's ein b'maisa. But the Yerushalmi says it's a lav she'esh bo maisa, because the bottom line is the reason why you didn't eat it is because you did a maisa. So here is nishba le'echol kikar, and you didn't eat it. So Tosa says, because you threw it in the yam. So Tosa says, you don't get malchus because throwing it in the yam wasn't the avera, but now you didn't eat it. But the maisa you didn't eat it is a b'maisa. Whereas the Yerushalmi says, no, but since you orchestrated that you shouldn't eat it through a Maisa, that's called a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa.
What's the Lav? What's the Lav?
That you the Lav is you violated, you took a Shavua and you initial Bala Sheker.
But that's only a consequence of this, of the throwing. The throwing itself is not a Maisa Avera, is it?
Right. No, that's what Tosis is.
Let's say you were somehow able to retrieve it, right? And eat it. Right?
Yeah.
So you didn't do anything.
Right. But if Lamaisa he didn't, and it got sunk and you can't find it anymore. So then so that's what's caused him not to be able to. That's what's caused him not to be able to eat.
Well, is that like lo yachel dvaro? What is the isu? What lab? What's the pasuk?
Yeah, what's the pasuk? Well, anytime a person lo yachel dvaro maybe is my nedarim. Lo siso shem milchecha l'shav. One of these lavim that have to do with shavuos. You know, either lo yachel dvaro or one of these things.
But he was nishba. He wasn't nishba the sheker.
Well, he said he was gonna. He took a shvu that he was gonna do it. Now he didn't do it.
Yeah, but that's later. You know, but he changed his mind. But he, when he made the shvu, he thought he was gonna eat it.
Right, but Lamaisa, he didn't.
So we'll say he's not onus because he caused it. So
he
not
caused onus. It. So Tosus says, but it's still a lav shein b'maisa. But the bottom line is that he didn't eat it. So he didn't eat it as ein b'maisa. But the Yerushalmi says, but since it was caused through a maisa, so. And that's what was gorim that he wouldn't eat it. So that's also called olav sheyesh bo maisa. So he says the machlokas tosis of the Yerushalmi. If you don't, you take a shvua that you're going to eat something and you don't eat it because you threw it in the yam.
The sugya is on Shavuos Kaf Aleph, the whole sugya there.
Yeah, he says Vaniyas Naiti Lashvos Adayas Da Nishba Shochol Kikar Yesh Lefarsh Beizofan. So he says that maybe we could say there's no machlokas, because he says when a person says he's going to eat a kikar, you can explain it in two ways. O shehu derech Kabbalah, ke mekabel al atzmo b'chiyuv shvua lechol. Okay. So he says that maybe he's saying like this. He says he's going to eat it. Page 9. That's of low dark grammar male, Shadarko have a beetle mice, came to Nisasik Mechavich about Tolo Kiyam Hashvua, the Etzel. Vavovan Shane Shisip, he says he's going to eat it, and now he threw it away. Because Yushami's talking about when he said that he's going to eat it. He said he's going to eat it. He's Mechabal to eat it. The other way is he said he's going to eat it, and he's nishpa that what he said is true. He says like this: V'lo der, he was kikur who matim hashvua be'etzim. V'lo der rama ve'lo shezarkol yam avibito ma'isa kevish and it's asig b'chefet shabot tola kiyum hashvua be'etzim. Or ba'ovan hasheni shesipur sheyochal kikur v'nishpa shasipur he emes. Dum l'shvua she'ovar v'zeh enu mekayim hashvua be'etzim achivas hakikur rak dim yochal gorim l'mafesh hashvua shenishpa haya emes. In other words, if he's makabel that he's gonna. I'm capable to eat it. And then for the future, I'm going to eat it. And now he doesn't. So then he did a maisa, so that he's not going to fulfill his Kabbalah. But if he's saying that I ate it, he's telling something that happened in the past, and he's nishba to affirm that statement, but he really didn't eat it. So in the Mafreya, Nishbel Shachar came and Afil Yochal Akika Lo Yikayim Hashvua Bachila Atma Rak Begrom Val Meshagrom Shal Yochal Mafreya Nishbel Shachar. Zek Kosva Tosim Zarkol Yam Hanulav Shein B'Maisa Came and Shalom Nitzase Klal Came and Shabukiyim HaMitzvah Be'etzim. Okay, now he said it like this. So what does this have to do with tzitzis? Let's see. The Raya L'Dvarai the Tosis. Right, the halacha is that you have tzitzis, you put on any beggar, zemer, pishtim, or according to one shita or the other shita, zemer, pishtim. Well, but Chachomim made a thing that if you wear linen, you shouldn't put tzitzis on. If the beggar is linen, you don't put tzitzis on it. Even though it's chayv and tzitzis. Why? Because when you put tzitzis on, and if you have tchelis, so the tchelis is not only halacha in the color, it's halacha in the material. That the tchelis has to be made out of wool. So we're afraid that if you're going to put, so, and what's the, it's going to be Shabbos. But we have esei docholosas. We have esei docholosas. But we're afraid that maybe you're gonna wear it at night, or maybe the tchelis wasn't the proper, different things. So Chazal were afraid that you're gonna put yourself into a shot in the situation, and maybe you won't do the mitzvah properly. So they said, you know what? No one should wear tzitzis on a beged shel asadim, on a linen garment. So how do they do that? They took away a mitzvah, right? They took away a mitzvah. But what's the idea? Yesh koch b'yad chachomim, lakor dover meratora b'shei valtas. Just like they could tell us when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you shouldn't blow the shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you shouldn't blow the shofar. So what right do they have to do that? The Torah says to blow a shofar. So what right do they have to say not to blow a shofar? When Rosh Hashanah falls out of Shabbos, Yesh koch b'yachachomim, lachor dover m'ktova b'shev al tasa. So the question is, Tosa says to Kasha, why is this called shev al tasa by tzitzis? It was when you put on the beged, so you're doing an action that's mechayiv you in tzitzis. So you're wearing tzitzis now. You're wearing a garment. So therefore, and wearing it, and you put the garment on. So maybe that's kumase. So that's Tosas Kasho. Hiksha, lama sodin betzitzis yichoshev sheval tasa. Are over hamitzvah b'maisa halavisha? The Shagasari dochet puchizu. The Shagasari didn't like that question. He says the ain iser etzim levishas habeged, machmasha ainu osa tzitzis. The iser is that he put the beged on, but that's okay. But once it was on, now there's a chi of tzitzis, and he never put those tzitzis on. So now the Chacham is saying, well, you don't have to. So they're just saying, don't do the mitzvah. Famous Mordechai. Devon says, don't wear a beggar without tzitzis. It just is a mitzvah to put tzitzis on. That's the famous Mordechai, that if you were wearing tzitzis on Shabbos and the tzitzis got messed over, you got caught and it broke, so you don't have to take off the garment. Because what's on tzitzis, the chiv is to put tzitzis on. But on Shabbos, you can't, because you can't kosher on Shabbos. So therefore, you're exempt from the mitzvah. Because the Mordechai explains that the mitzvah tzitzis is a kumvaseh. That once you put it on, the beged, now you have to put tzitzis on. And in Shabbos, you can't do that. There's no mitzvah. So now he wants to compare it to the case of throwing the. So Tosis asks Akasha, why is Sodin Mitzitzis? And what's Tosis' answer? Tosis' answer is that. Is only afterwards, after you're wearing it, then the chiv. You have a Gemara Yevamos here? We'll see it inside. Oh, no, I didn't mean it was. Sorry, I wasn't. I was just. Yeah, if you get just a Gemara, we'll see the Tosis inside. There's a famous Tosis in Yevamos on Daf Tzadi, where he asked that Kasha, that Chachamim took away the mitzvah of tzitzis by Sodim and tzitzis, because Yesh Koch Biach Chacham Lachot Dovim Torah the Shev Al Tasa, but maybe that's not called Shev Al Tasa, because it's you're doing an action to put on the garment. So let's just see. I'm going to read to you Tosis as Teretz.
What would be the shade on passing?
In other words, the Torah could tell you, Chacham could tell you, don't do the mitzvah tzitzis. So that's shave al tasin. But Tosis is asking, no, but maybe this is kumbase, because how did you get into the mitzvah tzitzis from putting on the beged? So Tosis says. He says, in other words, when you're actually doing the maisa, you're not chayiv in tzitzis yet. You're chayiv in tzitzis, once it's on you, now you're chayiv to put tzitzis on. But when you actually put the beged on you, you're not chayiv. In other words, you did the action, and now it's on you, and now you're chayiv, like a split second later. Right? So that's when the chayiv sets in. But originally, Tosis thought that maybe the chayiv set in right away, while you're putting it on. So then the chayiv is, but it's really a second later. But the Kosher Glove asked the Kasha, but Tosis' Shita is, even if it comes through an action, it's still Shev Al Tasa, just like Tosis says in Shavuos, that if you didn't eat the kikar because you threw it into the yam, you didn't eat the kikar because you threw it into the yam, Tosis says that's Shev Al Tasa. So that should be the same thing over here. You didn't put the tzitzis on, but the Bais says you didn't put the tzitzis on. But what obligated you? Because you put it on, and that's an action. But Tosis' Shita is that... The Tosafot Shita is that that if it comes out through a maisa, it's still called shevaltasa. If the etzem, in other words, you're supposed to eat the thing, you didn't eat it. It came out through a maisa, you threw it in the yam. So what? But the maisa, the aveira was that you didn't eat it, like you said, Rabar. The aveira is that you didn't eat it. So why is Tosas asking a kash over here that it's really shukum pase that you're not putting it on? But it's not true because the mitzvah is to put it on, to do the action of putting on the tzitzis. It came about that you didn't do it. The chiv came about because you put it on. But Tosas Lashitaso and Shavuos holds that's also called Sheval Tasa. Right? So why is he asking the kasha? That's what the kasha glove asks. He says, "L'chora kasha tosu dekari makarile rehemzal ba'atzmam sirleik as far as zu betosu shavuos the nishbal kikar v'zarkal yam avilav shein b'maisa then is there etzem azrika rak meshein ochel avodvay as yishaber the hasim miyase tzitzis ikai mitzvah asmis be'osu levisha shalovish blot tzitzis." So he says, Shaper Maisa. If the Ishloder of Yul Yasat Sitzes, Lo Yikam a Mitzvah Beged Rakbat Sitzes. Came the Evshal Asas a Mitzvah below Beged. But now he wants to say another thing that he says like this. Those in Yasat Sitzes, Yikayim Mitzvah Asmis Vosol Visha, Ukshulovish below Sitzes, having a Sasek. Now, this is the key line. He says, you can't do a mitzvah of tzitzis without the beged. Right? In other words, tzitzis, you have to tie the tzitzis onto a beged. So he says, since the beged is a t'nai in the chiv, so then it becomes part of the mitzvah also. There was even though the mitzvah is the tzitzis, but since without the beged, you're not going to have any place to put the tzitzis, so then the beged becomes a chelik of the mitzvah. Says, and that's the pshat in Rashi by Hidr Mitzvah. Why is Hidr Mitzvah even on the talis? Because since without the talis you can't do the mitzvah, even though that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the what? Is the tzitzis. But without the beged, there's not going to be able to do the mitzvah. So then the beged is also chelik in the mitzvah, and that's pshat in Rashi. His noel of Kain, here's his Rashi. Egam atalis mina mitzvah. Shaykh his noel of the mitzvahs. So he says, without the talis, there's no mitzvah. So therefore, Hidr mitzvah is even what? Even with the. Now we're going to have to say, so what about mezuzah or something like that? We still have to answer the kasha.
Also, all the other begadim. Not all the begadim necessarily. Beged noyan, you still have to wear tzitzis.
Right. Oh, so let's see. Right. So, but his yisur. We'll see him in a second. So, but what he's saying is that I'll give you an example from the Avnei Nezer. Okay. Question about Metzitza by Bris Mila. So he says, well, the Gemara seems to say that it's only a health thing. It's not part of the mitzvah. So how can you say that it has to be done in a certain way? The pale, not, you know. So he says like this, the Avdei Nezer, because since you're going to have to do the mitzitza, the sucking of the blood, because of medicinal reasons, so, and any time you do the bris milah, there's going to be blood and it has to be sucked out. So mamela, the mitzitza becomes a chelik of the mitzvos. In other words, the yisod is that any time you do a mitzvah, and there are things that are connected with the mitzvah that are going to be there, that are not an intrinsic part of the mitzvah, they also consider an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. So if when you do the bris milah, there's going to be blood, and then you have to suck up the blood, not for the mitzvah, but for medicinal reasons. But it's going to be there. So then, since it's always part of the milah, then it also is considered part of the mitzvah. And then there's shaykh to speak about that. You have to do it in a certain way. If I also... So therefore, he explains that Talis Noe is also the same idea. Because you need it now. The Barar asked cash on me, but well, not me. On the Koshglover, he says that. But so how do you? So what about? If you're wearing a very a shirt that's not so fancy or whatever it is, it's not so. So is every time you have to wear a nice shirt, of course, the hider. So let's see. So because he's saying the word is that's not a chelik in the mitzvah, but it becomes a chelik in the mitzvah because without the shirt, without the begin, there's no mitzvah. Even though the tzitzis is the chetzis on mitzvah. So he gives another example. He's going to give another example to this idea. He says, "Mitzvah bo yotze mi b'shlucho, ish mekadesh," and the same thing for a woman. Mitzvah bo yotze mi b'shlucho. Right. So it's better for the man to give the kedusha to the woman directly, and for the woman to receive it directly, and not to make a shliach. But the question is, but the woman doesn't have a mitzvah. The mitzvah of getting married, the mitzvah is on the man, because he's mitzvah peruvu. So the Rani asked the question, so why do we say mitzvah ba yosu mi b'shlucha by kedushin if it's not a mitzvah? So what's the answer? The Rani says, came in the eshel kaim a mitzvah belada. Whereas a man has to do the mitzvah, but if there's no woman to do it with, then he can't do the mitzvah. So therefore, since the missing condition is on the man, but you can't get married without the woman. So Mamela, she becomes also a chelik of the mitzvah. And Mamela, you say mitzvah bar, you also mean shlucha as well. Wow. But that's the same idea, that whenever there's a, so even though she's really not chelik of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah, the man's mitzvah can't be without the woman, so she becomes chelik of the mitzvah itself. Avgav the isha ain't a mitzvah approvu, ain't a mitzvah approvu. Hakanam mitalis came to the actual tai mitzvah tzitzis bilade hatalis gam hatalis min a mitzvah. Oh, that's the question we dealt with yesterday. So why don't we say that there's... So yesterday we discussed that Ravaran said that that today we're only doing the mitzvah, wearing the garment for the mitzvah purpose. But you buy the house even without the mitzvah purpose. But he's not saying that yet. We'll see. So he says, so how come by mezuzah? Everyone should have a nice house so they can have a heder mitzvah, because You should say the same svara, that you can't have a mezuzah without a house. So the house now becomes part of the mezuzah, of the mitzvah, so it should be a nice house. But we don't find such a thing, that you have to buy a nice house. It's not in front of the mitzvah, but it's a mezuzah. The mitzvah lay like metal is not, but she'll have tzitzis. The far bias look at mezuzah, don't have mamish metal is like a mitzvah. It's the same idea. The house to the mezuzah is the same thing as the talus is to the tzitzis. Initially, so he gives an answer. The shiny bias shemechuberes latarka olam shel reshus, kmo shemechuberes lemitzah. Kemo lo hani chabura the mezuzah sheis kadesh abayis. So what is he saying? That the house is also connected to the ground. In other words, the house is going to be connected to the mezuzah, and it's also connected to the ground. Okay, well, Mahanim Habura the Mezuzah, she's Kaddish Abayis. Mashenkin Begin, she'ilu Chibur, Rachat Sitzes. So, what does he want to say? But you want to say it's a chela to the mitzvah because it's connected to the Mezuzah. So it's like usurped as a chela to the mitzvah, but it's also connected to something else. So there's like a tug of war. The mezuzah says the house is mine. The ground says the house is mine. So he says. So it becomes a chelik of the mezuzah of the mitzvah when that's its only thing. In other words, the shirt is not connected to anything else. So, Mamela, you can't say that. I don't know, it's a little difficult, sorry. But what's he saying? No?
What about a trailer? A trailer is not mechubar to the car.
Oh. So, you should have a nice trailer. Should have a nice Raffarari, you hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
Then what? That he's saying that a house.
Beged
is nitpal to the tzitzis, so mevel it's a part of the chelik of the mitzvah as well. But the house is, you don't say the house because the house is connected to something else. Shomashus. So it doesn't get, it's, so Rav Aaron is saying, but if say you have a trailer.
Yeah.
But the question is a trailer chayav mezuzah? That's the question.
If you live there?
In other words, you know, say you have a moving trailer.
Right.
In other words, something that's not kavua. It's the question. So something's not kavua b'mkomo. Is that chayiv and mezuzah? Is that considered like a roi because it's not in one place? Well, say you have something moving. So maybe that's not even, that's maybe a question whether that's chayiv or not.
By sukkah, all the Chabad sukkahs are on trailers, are on, trucks.
Yeah.
Sukkah's not mechuyev, is it?
No, I'm saying the idea that it's a dira.
But I mean, all these truckers live in their trailers there.
Yeah.
They have a whole home right in their trailer.
There are families like that that go from trailer park to trailer park.
Yeah, there's trailer parks.
Yeah.
entire communities of trailer parks.
Yeah.
It's a cheap way to have a cheap, relatively way of having a house.
Yeah, so what is he saying?
No?
Yeah, so that we have to look into what's the story with something. That's a question whether something's movable, whether that's Kayak and Mezuzah or not. I question whether elevator's Kayak and Mezuzah. So I always thought Baker did an elevator's not Kayak and Mezuzah because it's not one place.
Even the box itself is
moving.
The box itself is one unit. It's moving.
Right, but it's moving. And in other words, there are two parts to the elevator, the part that's stationary, and then the box. So I think the part that's stationary doesn't need a mezuzah because usually when you go in, it's just an airspace there. There's nothing there. It's not like you go into a room. You have the room. And the box is movable. So maybe that's also not chayv.
But in Gavi Shalom, there are many yeshuvim that don't have enough houses or that before the yeshuv is built. And they have caravans, which they attach to the water or whatever, right? They attach to certain things. But those are you know, real houses. I mean, they don't move unless what happens sometimes they don't need them anymore, so they move into another issue. So they are
part of them. But could you drive away with the caravan?
No, you need to transport it on something. It's not something just get in and move.
Movable houses.
Yeah,
but those houses. Or then what? They sink into the ground. They make a foundation.
Well, we connect them to the plumbing or to the.
But maybe that's mechuber. That's mechuber lekarka.
Wait, but it's not. Is that called mechuber lekarka? It's not with cement or
Right, but it could be. So maybe that's still mechuber lekarka. So he's saying, but a house is usually mechuber lekarka. So mamela. The house is not nitpal to the mezuzah because it has its own identity. But the shirt, the beged, is not mechuber to something else. So memela, it's nitpal to the tzitzis, so it becomes a chefetz of the mitzvah. That's his word. So therefore, that's what he's saying. In other words, he's saying that a house doesn't get subordinate to the tzitzis. So therefore, you don't have a din. To the mezuzah, rather. The house doesn't get subordinate because you can't say it's subordinate to the tzitzis because it's mechuber to something else. So mela, it's not going to be from the heftzah show that you're going to need a mezuzah, a dira noah. But Shain Kane, the shirt, the beged, is not mechuber to anything else. So therefore, if the tzitzis on, it's nitbol to the tzitzis, tzitzis is the mitzvah. So mela, this becomes the mitzvah, and therefore it should be dira noah. Now, so you're asking, so what about? But according to Rashi, there should be an Indian, so you should never, if you're having, so it may be in a harami, if you're having a shirt that's dollar kafos, so in a harami, you shouldn't wear a cheesy shirt if it has dollar kafos. Mm. In a hanami, you can wear a cheesy shirt which it doesn't have dal kamfos. But if you have a shirt that has dal kamfos, then maybe in a hanami, you should buy nice shirts because it's going to have tzitzis on it. Even though you're not doing it. In other words, say they make shirts with four corners. So then, now you're not buying it for the mitzvah. You're buying it because that's the style of the shirt that they have. But then you should get a nice shirt. Because there's going to be tzitzis on.
Or if you're going to work in sewage, so you should cut off the corner.
Yeah. It should always be a nice shirt if it's shell. But that's an achanam. In other words, he's not saying the word that you said yesterday. And if you're doing it for the mitzvah versus not. He's saying a different word. He's saying it depends. If a shirt is going to be, if it's chayv and tzitzis, it should be a nice shirt. Even if you're not wearing it for the mitzvah of tzitzis, that would be the style of that, the al-kantos. So then you should have to get a nice one because of this idea. Even if the style would be to wear these type of shirts, not because of the mitzvah, if it had al-kantos.
So that's why, according to this, the undershirt tzitzis wouldn't be good.
Oh, the undershirt, let's think about that. The undershirt tzitzis, I mean, the question is, so what's a beggar? No, I don't know. You're saying an undershirt is not a...
I mean, it's clean, it's white, but it's not...
Yeah, it's not spitz.
Yeah.
But that's a good question. Is there an Indian... I mean... Question is, but the undershirt, no one sees it. So if it serves its purpose and you're comfortable, maybe that's called, beg and not. But in a chanami, if it would be something that would be over the garment, then people would see it. So then maybe, but here it's just for the comfort. So if it's serving that purpose, but maybe in a chanami, say sometimes you have an undershirt around a long time, it gets ripped up, it gets this, it gets that. So then maybe in a chanami, that type of thing, if it's an undershirt, sits a shirt, maybe, it's still not mechubedik, then maybe in a chanami. But if it's a regular nice shirt, a nice undershirt, that's not ripped up, and it's useful, it's this, but then that would be a not. But if it would be something like, you have old undershirts, and they're ripped, half of them, and assuming they're still chayiv in tzitzis,
yeah.
You shouldn't wear that. Maybe that would be a bittel of hiddur mitzvah.
It's not what you think is wrong, or
no, it means what you think. If you're a normal person, you know what's normal and what's not normal.
So but, it's kind of like the older undershirts are like whatever, it's an older shirt. And me and you.
Right. Yeah, but it has to be physically known. Physically,
well, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. But what's beautiful to one person
is not beautiful to the other. But there's certain things that are, objectively, not nice. And certain things, and then there's middle ground that might be good, nice to you, and not nice to someone else. Okay, so this is an interesting topic here. We still have a little bit more in this packet. We'll see from the Sefer HaTzitzis. So, tomorrow is Thursday. We'll have 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So 11, and then we'll have Chumash, and we'll do that as well. Okay, I wish you have a good day. I wish you all the best.